Right now, we're going to go out to Indianapolis, site of the baseball winter meetings. And joining us right now, the manager of the year in the American League, and of course, the manager of your Angels, Mike Socia, joins us now live from Indy. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on. Good to hear from you. Before we jump in really quickly, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, great Thanksgiving. Ate too much. You know how it goes.
Absolutely. Just out of curiosity, do you do all the cooking? Do you like to cook?
You know, I'm smart enough to let Ann do it. My wife's a great cook, and she handles it with her mom, Dorothy. They do it all up, and it comes out great every year.
Good job. Now, these are the key questions that we like to know about, so thank you for sharing that. Okay, the only thing cooking right now, the hot stove rumors, as you know, day two there at Indy. Mike, what do you think? Do you think some things might go down before you guys leave?
Well, I think there's a lot of groundwork that's being laid in these winter meetings. I think it's a different environment right now than it's been in the last couple of years in baseball. And I think that there's a kind of a wait and see attitude. This next week when players have to be tendered contracts, I think you might see a lot of young talent that some teams can't afford or just have outpaced what a team can pay them that might be free agents. So I think a lot of teams are waiting to see if there's either a special young player that might be out there. And, you want to be in a position to be able to take advantage of that opportunity that comes up. But there's a lot of groundwork being laid. I think Tony Regan is doing a great job and forming a couple different templates of what might happen. We know that Sean Figgins is going to be in Seattle, so that's obviously one avenue that we'll have to change course on. But I think that if there's no blockbuster that happens in Major League Baseball in these next couple of days, there's a lot being talked about. I think you will see some action as this winter moves on.
Mike, you mentioned Sean Figgins. I would imagine that's probably some different emotions for you. Personally, the guy was a great Angel, both on and off the field.
It's tough. Figgy is he was as good as any player we've had here, and played his heart out. Got a terrific deal from Seattle, and we have to move on from it. But you're very happy for a guy like Sean to see him rewarded with a contract like that. And obviously we'll have to go in a different direction with some of the things that on the makeup of our club. And he's going to be in our division, and we're going to have to do our best to contain him.
Mike, you mentioned those templates. I'd love to see those templates. I wish I could see those templates. I love those templates.
Oh, it's fun. You think about what we do all day long. You get 8 or 9 of us baseball rats in a room, and we just sit there and throw scenarios, put them up on the board, write down some templates. And I think last year was just a classic. Example of what a general manager has to do, what Tony had to do last year with Mark Teixeira, being in play and having to move on to a different branch of his tree and a different template and giving us a really terrific team last year. So that's what we're doing again this year. And I think, like I said, sometimes these things move slowly, but just about everything that you can think of has been bounced around on this table. And I know that there's some exciting things we hope are going to come through.
Absolutely. We're talking with Angels manager Mike Socia live from the baseball winter meetings in Indianapolis. Mike, with that said, if I could just get some specifics or throw some specifics at you, starting with John Lackey, is he still, as far as you're concerned, as far as you know, still a possibility at this point, possibly coming back?
No, absolutely. I think, John's a guy that, we certainly understand what he's meant to our organization. He's a guy that we would love to see pitching in an Angel uniform next year. But, as we talked about, I was on before, free agency gets complicated. I think that's where John is right now, trying to see what the market is and what things are going to be available to him. It's a position that players work very hard to get into. And when they do, it might be their one shot. So, we understand that on John, where he is, just like Sean. But certainly there are guys that we want back in our, in-house next year. And John Sterling O'Neill is still a guy that's in play, yeah.
And, Mike, as you know, obviously a four-year contract is different than a six-year deal. And I'm curious because you, as a former player who had a solid career, eventually, no matter how much heart you have or how smart you were, At some point, you stop playing, and that time comes. I'm curious, though, now as a manager, Mike, do you have a pretty good idea, or is it a challenge about how many years a guy has left, or what a player will be like 3-4 years down the road?
Well, you know, Jeff, you always project, but the bottom line is, what are the players doing?
Right.
You know, sometimes players perform on pure talent, and sometimes players perform with a combination of great talent and great makeup and a great head. And then sometimes their talent is diminished to where they're really relying on their finesse and their experience to play well. But the bottom line is, what level you're playing at. You look at a guy like Bobby Abreu, and it's obvious, you know, he's maybe a step slower than he was 10 years ago. His bat speed is still good. He understands and what he needs to do in running the bases, maybe to compensate. He still plays at a very, very high level. So bottom line is what you're doing on the field. Players do it for all reasons. You'll see a rookie come up with pure talent, outplay a 10-year veteran just because his talent plays better, even though the veteran has the savvy and the experience. So, yeah, there's always evaluating going on. I think all the guys that we're talking about on our team, that including some of the free agents, so we know they're going to play at a high level. It's just really a matter of how many guys you're going to be able to fit with the resources you have.
Hey, Mike, one last free agent I want to run by you. Jason Bay, a lot of buzz about him. Do you like his game, Mike, and is he a guy that could be a fit potentially?
Well, Jason Bay is obviously a guy that's been talked about. He's talked about in our camp. I would think he right now is a long shot. I don't think he's really anybody that is being specifically targeted by Tony. We've got a lot of irons in the fire, but I would say that Jason is a long shot.
Okay, fair enough. If I could, just a few last things just to run about your club. Getting back to Sean Figgins going to Seattle, just right now, I know it's December the 8th, but off the top of your head, does Eric Ibar kind of get that first crack in the leadoff spot unless things change?
Well, a guy that I think hasn't gotten a lot of maybe talk out in the media and in the press is Mike Cirrus-Torres and the job that he did last year. When he's in the lineup, he's a natural leadoff hitter. And I think that he'd be certainly somebody we would consider. Now, if Mike Cirrus is not getting his playing time or as much because of a guy like Brandon Wood playing to his level and Howie Kendrick, then I think the best alternative would be Eric Ibar. I think with his experience last year and how much progress he made, and with experience, he's going to understand working counts more, which will lead to more walks. I think you can see an on-base percentage get up to that 370 to 390 range, what you're looking for from a guy hitting in front of you in the middle of your lineup.
All right. And I want to ask you, Mike, about Jeff Mathis and Mike Napoli. Mathis had a really, really strong, kind of underappreciated, I think, postseason. He was fantastic. Mike Napoli kind of cooled off the last month and a half or so. But there was also that stretch when Napoli was the DH, Mike, where he looked really comfortable and really seemed to enjoy that. Do you have an idea yet in your mind what you would like to see from Napoli this season and from that catcher's position yet?
Well, again, we know the catcher position is going to hinge on who's doing the job behind the plate. When Mike catches at a high level, he certainly can catch with Jeff. What hurt Mike last year a lot, where he lost a lot of playing time, was he just wasn't catching up to his potential. And that's why Jeff got more playing time. And obviously Jeff, towards the end of the season, really started to swing the bat well and started to do the things that we thought he was capable of doing that he showed in the minor leagues. So I think we have depth there. We have confidence in both those guys. Mike Napoli as a DH is something that I think we've talked about. Mike had a tough end of the season. You know, he was on a 4-for-60 or something that was really tough at the end of the season. And being a big power hitter with a big swing, he gets a little bit streaky. But certainly when he's on, and, you know, if you look in going into August, he was hitting over 300 and was driving the ball well. He's got the experience. If he can get a little more consistency, he could be an everyday DH. Absolutely. Now, they're still looking at him as a catcher, and hopefully he'll catch a high enough level to get his at-bats there because it makes us a stronger team.
All right. Hey, Mike, last one. And, again, I know a lot of this is predicated on priorities, and you have to kind of start at the top and you get to things down the road. But Gary Matthews Jr., I made the comment several times during the season that after the meeting that you guys had last spring training, you know, to Gary's credit, he kept his mouth shut, went out and did his job, and was a valuable part of the team like we thought he could be. After the season ended, he said, hey, you know, I want to be a starter somewhere. It's time for me to move on. With all that said, and with his contract situation and everything else, as much as you'd like to accommodate him, I mean, you guys can't give him away, right?
Gary's in a position that's obviously tough for a player. I think it makes us a deeper club when you have Gary that can fill in and play at a certain level. Now, he does want to play every day. We know that. It's something that obviously Tony takes very seriously. But the health and welfare of the club is first and foremost. And he's under contract with us. I know Tony is out here, and he's gonna listen to all offers and all players and consider all things. But Gary's certainly a guy you can't just let go. He's a valuable player and adds a lot of depth to your club. And he's under contract.
All right. Mike, hey, really appreciate the time. I know you got a lot going on there at Indy, and like you kind of said at the outset, I mean, you guys won 97 games last year. You were the third team standing, so it's you don't need a major overhaul, but I think Angel fans are just really excited to see what moves you are going to make and what the team's going to look like in a couple months. Can't wait.
Well, we appreciate it, Jeff. You have to keep moving forward and getting better, and we realize that there are some things that we need to get better at that we did last year, but that we have to make sure they're in place this year. But Artie and Tony, they've got one thing in mind: to give us the tools to get into that World Series, and that's always going to be our focus.
All right, absolutely, very well said. Angels manager Mike Socia, the American League's Manager of the Year, live from the baseball winter meetings at Indianapolis. Mike, again, thanks very much. Have a great night. If we don't speak to you, have a Merry Christmas with your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.